Do you know what Martin Scorsese has called, quote, the most precious moment in film history? It was productions that came after Benito Mussolini's regime ended that had one goal: show authentic Italy. This was a new kind of cinema and the beginning of the golden age. In this episode, we will be talking about Italian neorealism, the origins of it, what makes a film a neorealist film, and iconic directors and films of the time. My name is Shelby Santmeyer, and this is Know It All. Italian neorealism was a genre that was created in the 40s, and although it only lasted a few years, it was still very much influential. When Mussolini's fascist regime fell in 1943, at the end of World War II, Italian directors were now free from fascist censorship. They were able to create realistic films that showed the impact that the Second World War had on the country. Characteristics of the films included using real people rather than professional actors, the use of actual locations in the country rather than man-made sets, as well as used natural lighting instead of studio lighting. The movies were filmed documentary style. They emphasized emotions, and they had dark themes such as poverty, unemployment, prostitution, and the black market. Many films showed villains being humanized as they were just traumatized and misunderstood from the war. Roberto Rossellini is an Italian screenwriter and film director who is known as the father of Italian neorealism. His most famous film is Rome, Open City, which debuted in 1945. While Rossellini brought the movement to the forefront, it was Vittorio De Sica who sustained the movement. His most famous film is titled Bicycle Thieves. De Sica said of the movie, quote, "My film is dedicated to the suffering of the humble." The term neorealism was actually first applied by the critic Antonio Pietrangeli to Luchino Visconti's 1943 film titled Ossessione, and the style came to fruition in the mid to late 40s in the films of Roberto Rossellini and Vittorio De Sica. When Italy was a fascist state under the control of the Mussolini regime, films about politics, films in foreign language, films which were anti-military or pro-revolutionary, and especially films about the First World War were banned. So, when his regime ended, so did the censorship bans. This led directors and screenwriters to use their voice once again, and thus Italian neorealism films were born. They showed the ugly impact of the Second World War and the economic damage done to the country. They showed the social impact the World War had on families and society. They were shot documentary style and used real people on the streets rather than famous actors in makeup and fashionable clothing. While this genre of film was short-lived, nonetheless, it was the most impactful and iconic in Italian history. This podcast is produced by Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by Shelby Santmeyer. Thank you to A Short History of Film, 3rd edition, by Wheeler Dixon and Gwendolyn Foster, Pasquale Yanonen, and CineCollege.net for the useful knowledge which made this podcast episode possible. My name is Shelby Santmeyer, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all of our episodes to learn something new in 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about Italian neorealism films. Bye for now!